The pain of not having international students in the country really starting to hurt. Last year, primary, intermediate and secondary schools only made $139 million from international students, which is down $40 million from the year before. It's expected, of course, to be worse this year when the figures are finalised. Principal at Waihee College, Alistair Cochrane, is with us. Alistair, morning to you.
Morning, Mike. How's things?
Very well, thank you. A lot of people think about universities and international students, but it's a big deal in schools, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're only a small rural community school, about 650 odd students, and we have had a program of up to 35. So it's huge for us not having those students.
Where do they come from, and how do you end up in Waihee?
Well, primarily our group come from Europe, from Germany and Switzerland and places like that. But, we've had to market. We've had to get out there and actually try and find those students. Mm. And that's been a journey in itself, and you know, there's lots of people engaged in the program.
What have you done when you haven't got the money? What happens?
Take a deep breath. That's what we've had to do, because it's effectively gone from hero to zero, and that's resulted in, you know, staff losing their jobs and funding not coming into the school, funding not coming into our community. So it's been a huge thing, and we've had to sort of be quite creative in terms of having to tune things back from where they were before.
Were you buying extras and therefore you have to descale, or were you paying for basics that somebody else should have been paying for, i.e. the taxpayer?
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much I couldn't balance the books with the programs that we wanted to put in place. And, you know, our accountants and our financial advisors said, look, you've got to find some, if you want to continue, you've got to find some extra money. So we made the decision to go into the international market. That has its own, you know, sort of tensions, I guess. You've got to actually have a structure and an infrastructure and have people in the right places. So you could argue that, you know, to do the things that we really want to do, we're not being funded adequately by the government. But, you know, we're also creative. We're Kiwis. We try and make it happen.
Well, exactly. You've found yourself a solution. Any light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, you're in Waihee, so you're in level two. You're sitting there this morning. I mean, is next year a goer, do you think, or not?
Oh, I have no confidence that next year's a goer. We're going to have to make it, you know, we've put some staff on a retainer to keep things sort of ticking over. But I have no confidence that we'll be able to continue to do that into 2022.
Well, maybe 2023 will be different. Let's hope so. Alistair, appreciate your time very much. Alistair Cochrane, Principal at Waihee College this morning.